Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We do have Umfundisi on the line, who is going to be talking to us and giving us some perspective, some answers pertaining to our question for today. Pastor Piri, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And thank you again for having me on.
Umfundisi, are you able to hear me well?
I can hear you well. Are you able to hear me
well? Oh, yeah. No, I can hear you very well. I can hear you very well, Umfundisi. All right. All right. Thank you very much, Umfundisi. And for everybody else, remember, this segment has been designed for you. And my attempts here are purely and exclusively to have your questions answered in as best a way as possible. And I will try to ask the relevant questions to enable the pastor to give the various dimensions of his answer more fully than he would otherwise. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is gambling inherently sinful, or can it be seen as harmless entertainment?
I thought it was a very good question.
I thought so too.
But I also realized there might be a bias to the question, because maybe the person asking is thinking of sin as an action.
Okay.
And so in giving the answer, I wanted to share two verses.
Okay.
Yesterday I promised scripture. That's Job 38 for whoever was listening to the question yesterday.
Okay.
Job 38 would be that. Today we are looking at John chapter 6.
This is John chapter 6, the John that comes after Luke. All right, the pastor's line has... Mfundisi, are you referring to John, the John that comes after Luke?
Yes, John chapter 6,
right,
verse 63,
right,
where it says, "It is the spirit that gives life, and the flesh profits nothing."
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life."
Yeah.
And then we get to... where he says, you have heard it said, and he says, I was talking about adultery, to not commit adultery, but he says, but if you perceive this sin in your heart, maybe I'll look at the murder one in verse 21 of chapter 5, Matthew. You have heard it say.
Before we go to the Matthew verse, what point are you making with the John verse?
That life starts in the spirit. It is the spirit that gives life.
Okay.
It's the spirit that animates.
Okay.
So a lot of what we perceive as sin first starts in the heart. And that's why Jesus tries to deal with the motivations.
Okay.
That was what I was going to be addressing in Matthew chapter 5.
It's okay.
The motivations, or what starts in the heart.
All right. Let's go to Matthew. You're saying Matthew chapter
5.
All right.
I'll look at verse 21 and verse 27. But let me look at 27.
Okay.
"You have heard that it was said of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart."
Right.
Because that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
So now coming to the question of gambling. And I want to imagine that, you know, the idea of gambling is, you know, the game of chance using money.
Yeah.
I would say it inherently sinful because of what it does to the heart of man.
Okay.
Not so much the activity itself, because by the time the activity is coming around, something's already going on in the heart.
What exactly is happening in the heart, Mfundisi?
I think I would say it's a corruption. That would be me. That would be my opinion of it.
Explain, just put it out plainly. What kind, what sort of corruption? How is whatever happening in the heart defined as corruption?
I'm avoiding to work hard. And
okay.
So I'm going to utilize the little money, or sometimes it's not even little money, because we have people that come to the recovery facility where I serve sometimes,
Right.
who are there for gambling, you know,
Yeah.
because now they gamble everything. They've gotten paid, it's enough money,
Right.
but now they're thinking, man, I can multiply this to much more, and
Right.
they lose everything and leaving the family in trouble.
So what
So
let
whatever
me see if I
happens,
understand. Are you saying gambling is a sign of laziness, refusing to work hard? Is that what the pastor is
not
saying?
necessarily, no, but that it could be a fruit of a corruption in the heart.
What is this corruption from this? I need you to put it out plainly for me.
And that's the word that's escaping me, because I would have to pinpoint it. But there are other ways you can multiply your money.
So
But
is the
what's
problem
driving?
the multiplicate the process of multiplying your money?
I think the problem is the motivation for this quick multiplication, because you could have invested the money somewhere. But why not pursue that? What's motivating you to pursue this very quick multiplication?
So the
And
problem
sometimes it's not pressure.
it's the speed at which you're multiplying. That's the problem.
I believe so. I would have to say it that way.
Okay. All
But
right.
really, I would really just say it's the motivation behind the desire to multiply, which is what makes it difficult to pinpoint, because the motivations vary. For
So,
some, it's selfish motivation. For
this
others, it's the pressures of life, you know.
So the, according to the Inquirer here, they're comparing it to harmless entertainment. So when a person is motivated by entertainment without any intention to harm anybody, hence harmless entertainment, would gambling still be sinful since the motivation in this regard is clearly stated as harmless entertainment?
Then we have to now start asking questions about stewardship. Is that the best use of this money that you've gained from your work? Have you come to understand what your purpose is? Because are you working to make money to entertain yourself by losing money in gambling or even gaining,
Okay.
perhaps?
Yeah. Okay. So stewardship is then challenged. Your stewardship is challenged by virtue of you spending money with the likelihood of winning or losing it.
Losing, yeah. And
Okay.
the way the game is stacked, you're usually losing.
Okay. Let's talk about the contrasts between gambling and investments. What's the difference between gambling and investing?
I think investing is a little more structured. It's something you can study. Yes, there's risk involved in both activities, but you can predict how you're going to gain, and you can pull out when you think, okay, I don't want to lose anymore. But with gambling, especially with the different games that are there when you're gambling, it's hard to pull out at different times.
How do you respond to people who are saying both require a person who has studied the practice and is skilled at the practice? Those who gamble skillfully win more often than lose, and those who gamble unskilled lose more often than they win. And the same applies with investment. If you are in an unskilled investment, you will lose more often than you win. And if you are investing more skillfully, you will win more often than you will gamble. I mean, than you will lose. So how do you respond to somebody who says these are both the same thing? They require sheer skill.
That's true. Except recently, I guess the question coming up now is because this gambling thing has just shot up through the roof. There are so many gambling games. We
Right.
have one here we call Kandeke, which is Aviator, and people are losing a lot of money on that. Students too, you know, sent money. So I'm imagining that it's coming up in this particular period of time because there's a lot of unskilled people that are engaging in it. But if I was encountering a person like that who's asking a question from that angle, Again, I'd come to now inquire on the motivations for these activities. What's motivating the gambling?
Same thing, Mfundisi. It's a
How
means
is
by
it
which
affecting
you
it?
have, yeah. Well, as far as the net effect of the practice is to gain something in multiples of what you
Yeah.
had put in. So that's what gambling investment give you. Both of them, you will put in one and get two without you having worked for two. And so that's the same thing. But I want us to be very clear. There are examples of states, governments, who had put out government bonds for people to invest in. And because those states ran at a loss and are now pauper states, people who had invested in those governments have lost their money. Now, government bonds, by anyone's standards, are the best place to invest your money. Government bonds are more stable than Apple, more stable than Coca-Cola, more stable than, these age-old companies in the stock exchange. So anyone who's a skilled investor would tell you that the best and the safest, most safe place, which has very little risk, is a government bond, because governments always make sure there's money in the pocket through the IMF and that's the International Fund and the World Bank, and they always pay their debt. And so government bonds are less risky than all other investments. But the point that I'm making is people have lost money. Skilled people have invested skillfully in government bonds and lost because of certain governments.
Money.
I will not state which of those governments are. This is not a government bashing show, but we this is known to have happened. So surely the idea that you are likely to lose does not apply in either of those, because people have lost in gambling and people have lost in investments.
In investments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's an example. On the other end of an investment is a service or a profitable activity that you're putting your money to.
Right.
Say for example, I buy shares in a
Right.
company.
Right.
I'm staking my trust in this company, wanting it to grow because I
Right.
believe that in its growth, I'm going to gain. Because on the other end of it is a service that I'm supporting. But in gambling, there's hardly a service on the other end. It's probability that I'm playing against.
Yeah.
And then again, so I come back to the motivations.
Yeah.
If it's purely for gain, there are prudent ways. So remember, I started with it is the spirit that gives life.
Yeah.
There are some people for whom being a pastor is evil because they're there for the wrong motivations. They seek a platform. They crave attention from people, right? Within yourself, within your
Right.
heart, you must know why you're doing it. And Jeremiah then says the heart is deceitful above all things.
Above
You
all
can know
things,
it.
yes. So
So within my heart, I must know.
in South Africa, Mfundisi, and I'm giving you an example so that you can respond, and anyone will then juxtapose your response to their respective countries. We have a lottery fund in this country. We have a lotto where people gamble their money and their salaries and their cars and their homes, hoping to win the lotto. And the money that is used on the lotto, about 60% of it goes to paying out whoever has won 10 rand or 10,000 rand or 10 million or whatever amount. And some of it goes to paying salaries of the lotto workers, and some of it goes to causes. There are causes like charity funds that are assisted by the lotto fund, the lotto money. That's in South Africa. Now, my curiosity is, if a person who puts money into the lotto, which I doubt it, but let's assume people know that the money that they are gambling into the lotto is meant for these funds that are in need of money. these NGOs, you know, anyone who might be assisted by the National Lottery Fund, if people know that they're doing that, would that make gambling noble and sinless?
Like you said, which I doubt,
Yes, I also doubt it.
because I don't know many people that would gamble because,
Yeah.
my money is going to go to this and that charity at
Right.
the end of it anyway.
Right.
I might lose, so I'm good. I could do that. I don't know if it would make it any less because, again, it comes back to the motivation. Why am I getting into it?
Right.
And because I don't know many people. And this is the difficulty of it, because an answer will fit, say, 40% of the people, but then there's always the 60%, or if it fits 60%, there's always like a 40% who are divergent, who are different, and for whom, like, no, really, my motivation when I gamble is because I know these people are going to make the money anyway, I'm going to lose it, and when they make it, they will help their families, and so I'm happy that they help their families, right?
Okay.
But that's not the majority. So that if
Purpose.
they know and they do that, I don't know if it would then be right for them
For
to go
them.
about it that way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So again, let's go back to the main question. So if the
Yeah.
heart of the person, and people have a variety of reasons, if the heart
Yeah.
of the person is in the right place for gambling, it's just harmless fun, harmless entertainment, and the money that they're using is peanuts to them. So it
Yeah.
is remarkable stewardship from where they come from. Would that not make, is that sinful or sinless?
I think it still qualifies as sinful.
What exactly is the sin there, Funis? Because I thought you said it's the heart and the stewardship. So if all those avenues are covered, then what else could make it wrong?
Here's an example I give. I think this is a good one. Job,
Right.
okay? The chapter that I gave, Job 38. The man Job has lost everything. Everything, including his wife, she's gone. He is now angry.
Sorry,
And so
Funis. He
he
never lost
asks,
his wife.
well, she's gone. She's left.
She never
She
left him,
walked
Funis.
out. She never did.
No. She merely mocked him, but stayed.
Okay, so let's say he's lost everything aside from his wife,
Yeah,
right?
the wife that is mocking him while he's down.
Mocking him and saying, just die,
Curse your God and
curse God and
die, you little
die, right?
nothing. Yes. Yes, it is.
He's lost everything, and he has these very valid questions to God. But then when God comes to speak to him in chapter 38, is who is this who darkens my counsel?
Right.
Job is asking from a sincerely broken heart.
Right.
And God says, who is this who darkens my counsel? I guess what I'm hearing there is, where is your heart, Job?
Yeah.
So because I have no way of knowing what motivations are in the heart, I know that it's a delicate space where even a slight shift in the tuning of the heart can lead to sin. I can look at a woman who's beautiful and say, wow, she's beautiful. But if I go beyond, wow, she's beautiful, I should have her,
Right.
then it becomes sin. So like that fine line, that's why I'm saying I think it still qualifies as sin, because in one moment they may be thinking this is harmless, it's
Right,
peanuts.
right.
But in the next moment, because of the place they've placed themselves in, it can very easily tilt towards it being sinful, because nobody told them that being in that space can be harmful like that.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Mfunis. I really appreciate it. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Same time, same
Thank you
place.
so much, Nice.
I'm following this very, very, very keenly. And by the way, to any and everyone who's listening, while you're listening to me asking these questions in the fashion that I'm asking them, I totally agree with the pastor that any statistically speaking, people who are gamblers are not gambling because they're skilled at it. They're gambling because they are taking chances, and the skill of chance is usually lost on those people. Statistically speaking, there are very few people who will go into a gamble because they are skilled at it. And because the majority of gamblers are unskilled at it, they are therefore bad stewards of their money, because effectively they almost always lose. The moment you put your money where you are in a situation where you're almost always going to lose, you're a terrible, terrible steward of your finances. It doesn't really matter whether you say your heart is in the right place. There is no heart that is in the right place if you're going to lose your family's money irresponsibly and recklessly. So I totally agree with Mfundisi on that. So regardless of my questions to the pastor, I totally agree with the pastor.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.